Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Tuesday, which means only one thing around here. We're very lucky. Our dear friend, Delana Dixon, Miss D, is joining us. Hey, Miss D, are you there?
I am. Happy good morning Tuesday, Mr. Shooter.
Hello, darling. We started with a few technical problems, but we worked them all out, so here we are. That's why I am so excited. Hey, Miss D, we got a ton of gossip, so let's jump right in. What time is it, my friends? It is... Tea time. You all sound marvellous. So Ben Affleck says he's really happy as his relationship with Jennifer Lopez gets serious, and he added, quote, life is good. So Ben was walking the red carpet solo for his latest film, and he spoke to Extra, and he said he's really, really happy right now. He said the following, quote, I'm very happy. It's a very happy time in my life. Life is good. So Ben and J-Lo rekindled their romance in April after they split up many, many years ago, and after she broke up with A-Rod. Remember him? I forgot about him. Over the summer, they were spotted in Europe, holding hands on luxury yachts, clubbing in Saint-Tropez, all over the place. The high-profile couple made their red carpet debut at the Venice Film Festival. But last night, Ben was solo. There is a little bit of gossip today, Miss D, that the reason she did not attend last night is George Clooney is the director of the movie. Jennifer and George Clooney do not like each other very much. Ooh. She was in that movie with him, remember, Out of Sight, I think that's what it was called, all those years ago. They starred together. And I think it's pretty much common knowledge that they didn't get along. So this was a night for Ben, not for Jennifer. That's allowed in relationships. You can have friends or work colleagues that your partner doesn't have to like. So it's all okay. It's a little bit of drama. I love the gossip about it. What do you think about this? Should have J-Lo turned up? Or no, he's fine with just George Clooney. Just George Clooney. Listen to me. One of the biggest stars in the world. What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. It is so hard when your bros don't like your girlfriend. Who do you choose? But I think it's okay that she stayed home. And basically, I think Ben might be reading your book, The Four-Word Answer, because we know Jennifer Lopez only says kind words to herself. So now Ben is saying kind words about her, of course. So, you know, okay, people, don't be mad at me. I'm still not 100% convinced this couple is going to make it to the altar, but I do enjoy them having this kind of rekindled romance, so I'm along for the ride. We'll see how far it goes.
I'm excited for them. I disagree. I think they're going to make it all the way. Will it last? I hope so, but you know, I think one in every two or three marriages don't, so let's fingers crossed on this. Let's be romantic, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Ben says that he's really happy in his relationship with Jennifer and life is good. Will they be married by the end of the year? What is it? It's October, November, December. Oh, soon, Miss D. Will they be married? That's probably cutting it a little short, but you never know. They've got a lot of money. They can throw a wedding tomorrow, I guess, if they want to. So go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rumba, or our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. It's your results that we care about on this show. Hey, Miss D, love, what are you working on?
Well, this news is going to make a lot of people very sad, but it looks like Britney Spears won't be returning to performing. This is according to TMZ. So performing just isn't a priority anymore for the 39-year-old singer. And unfortunately for her very, very dedicated fans, there's a very slim chance, reportedly, that she'll return to the stage anytime soon. Now, this falls very much in line with Spears' manager, Larry Rudolph, who resigned from her team in July, citing the pop star's indifference to return to the stage. And Britney told the court in June, dealing with her conservatorship, that she felt enslaved by her father, Jamie Spears, throughout the whole ordeal. And, you know, she had to perform endlessly for years. She said, in California, the only similar thing to this is called sex trafficking, making anyone work against their will, taking all their possessions, their passport, their credit card, their phone, and she's just tired of it. She wants off that stage. What do you think, Rob?
Wow, I think now it's up to Britney what she does. Goodness knows she has enough money to never, ever work ever again in her life. What I find interesting about this, though, is that I always was told, and friends of hers told me directly, that her happy place is on stage, that she actually is a performer in her DNA. Does she want to be forced to do it? Does she want to dance for her dad? Absolutely not. But I think we will see Britney back. I think it's in her blood. I think that's her happy place, and I'm hopeful about that. She also, too, released a little bit of a statement thanking her Free Britney movement, writing the following quote: "Free Britney movement, I have no words. Because of you guys and your constant resilience in freeing me from my conservatorship, my life is now in that direction." Good for you, Britney. It was revealed that she cried for 2 hours, and she said that her fans are the best in the world. Hey, moving along, Facebook and Instagram were out yesterday. So just as Facebook was defending the company's policies, guess what happened? The whole service went down. On Twitter, Facebook communications executive Andy Stone said the following. I love that he had to go to Twitter to communicate.
Yeah.
It just made me laugh. So he said, "We're aware that some people are having trouble accessing the app and the products. We're working to get back to normal as quickly as possible and apologize for the inconvenience." Did you notice, Miss D? Did you notice your Facebook was down, your Instagram was down? Which one did you notice first?
Oh, my goodness. I was so busy researching all the stories for today. I was too busy to be on Facebook. But as we know, a lot of celebrities went over to Twitter to make fun of Facebook and Instagram going down. We depend so much on our social media. I know for some people, they probably had a breakdown. But guys, what a great opportunity to pick up the phone and call a friend and say hi in real life.
It's interesting, isn't it? For the first 10 minutes, I was like, oh my goodness. And then after an hour passed, I was like, you know, I remember life without Instagram and Facebook, and it was pretty good. So I was actually okay about it. It was nice to have a day off, I guess, on social media. But I do miss, I'm so nosy, you know that. I love reading what people are up to and seeing all the naughties and friends from school and everything. I think I'm hooked, Misty. I think life is better, at least my life feels better with Facebook in it. Some people don't agree. I totally get that too. What's happening with Arnold, Mystia?
Oh, well, this is why we love Facebook and Instagram and all those social media platforms. Arnold Schwarzenegger took to social media on Saturday in order to wish his youngest son, Joseph Baena, a happy 24th birthday. Ooh. Now, this is the son that he had with his mistress, his maid that he had many, many years ago. So the former governor of California shared a collection of 3 photos that showed him sharing a drink with his son, cycling with his son, and another one where they posed in front of a mural depicting the action star back in his bodybuilding days. So Arnold said, "Happy birthday, Joseph. I am so proud of you and I love you. You're crushing it in the gym, in your real estate career, and in acting. I know this will be another fantastic year for you." Oh my goodness, they look so much alike. It's crazy. What do you think, Rob?
They do. This is complicated for some people because, yes, this child was born, Joseph was born when he was still married to his wife, Maria Shriver. So I do understand the difficulty of this. But at the end of the day, Joseph is an innocent boy here. He had nothing to do with being created. And I think to ignore him or to lock him out of his life would just be so cruel. I was thinking about this. If Bruce had a child out of wedlock, my husband, how would I feel about that? And obviously you'd feel betrayed and upset. But I wouldn't blame the child. I absolutely wouldn't. And it's nice to see that Arnold is not just supporting his son behind the scenes, but publicly too. He's letting us all know that they stand united. I didn't notice if his other children wished Joseph a happy birthday. That relationship must be very complicated because you don't want to upset your mom, and your loyalty is to your mom here. So I imagine there's still a lot of healing here, but I do think big picture, Arnold's doing the right thing. Quickly, before we go to break, Claire Crawley refuses to stay down. So yesterday we reported that she broke up with Dale Moss, who you introduced me to, Miss D. Do you remember that?
Oh, such a hunk. Such a hottie.
Oh, he's so... So before he was on The Bachelor, Miss D met him at a party and you became friendly. And I met him with you, Miss D. And he always wanted to be famous. And I don't say that in a bad way. He's very ambitious. He wants to be a TV host. He's certainly become famous now, Miss D. And I remember when we met with him. Oh, my goodness. His eyes. He's just... such a beautiful person. But at the moment, I don't know if I'm so happy about him anymore. After back and forth and back and forth with Claire Crawley, they have finally broken up and she's sharing how she feels about it. And she's saying, quote, "It takes a lot to bring me to my knees. But darn, this week has pushed me to that point. One thing I refuse to do, though, is stay down. I'll be darned if I let it all take me out. So amidst all this, I'm taking steps, even if they are small." Small steps. Small steps. It's hard breaking up, and we're not assigning blame to either one of them here, although there are reports out that he had a wandering eye with another person on the show. But I do think that Claire here is making the right choice. Keep moving forward, Claire. Keep moving forward, as painful as it is. What do you think, Miss D?
Oh, goodness. It's never fun to go through a breakup, especially when you break up with somebody as charming as Dale Moss. But she's establishing that she's a single woman. She's not going to let this get her down. And she's actually kind of marketing herself again to say, "I'm out there. Maybe I could do another show." That's what I think her plan is. That's what I would be doing.
You know, I've actually
break up with somebody, go back on television and find a new man.
I've got some reporting about this, that she would love to go back to The Bachelorette and maybe look for love again. They do not want that to happen. In fact, they've given Claire the cold shoulder. This couple annoyed the show. So they broke all the rules. They quit halfway through a season. Yes, it was because they were in love, but look what happened there. And in the process, they really did jeopardize the franchise. There's a lot of jobs involved with TV shows, a lot of money involved. And if you sign up to find love, you gotta see the process through. I knew when she left, although they were smiling and saying, we support her and we're gonna replace her, we're gonna find a new bachelorette, it's all great. They were livid. Think about it, where you work. You don't have to be on TV to understand this. If you sign up for a job and you quit halfway through the day, halfway through the shift, halfway through your contract, it's not good, even if you quit for what you think is a good reason. If Claire had stayed with the show and pretended to like the other guys, you know, yes, she'd found Dale. But she could have seen this process through. It's only 6 weeks of your life, Misty. Walking away from a job never, ever sets you back up very well if you want to return to that job. So not only is she not going to be the Bachelorette again, I'm told she's been pretty much pushed out of Bachelor Nation. All the perks from being on that show, the appearances, the dancing with the stars, all those perks. Going on Bachelor in Paradise, it can actually become a full-time job. You can make a good living out of being the Bachelorette. But the show has to endorse you. The minute the show pulls away the red carpet, it's over. Claire's going to have a tricky time now, certainly within Bachelor Nation. But we're wishing her the best, and you too, Dale. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Miss Delena Dixon, Miss D. Hey, Miss D, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Da, da, da.
Thank you, darling. Yesterday we talked about Katie Couric and that nobody can understand why she's telling her own secrets. So there's this book out. You would think it's a tell-all book on Katie. It is by Katie. She wrote the book and is telling all these outrageous secrets about herself. Nobody can understand why she's doing it. Our question was, has Katie ruined her own legacy? Let's have a look. Ooh. 67% said yes, she's ruined her own legacy. I think I agree here, Misty. As they say, there's a special place in you know where for women who don't support women. And the takeaway from the excerpts that I've read in the book is that Katie was not good to other women. And yet, the one person that she's not slamming is Matt Lauer. So we have a takeaway here where Katie's still defending Matt, but not any of the women in her life. What do you think, Misty? Has she ruined her legacy?
I think not supporting women is going to be a challenge for her because she's going to have to defend that. But I'm going to flip the script. As we know, when you write a book, that opens up doors for other projects. And maybe Katie's thinking, I've gotten to a certain point in my life. There's nothing left to say, so I'm ready to make a biopic about my life. And maybe that's where her mindset is. But one would think if you're the author of the book, you'd try to put yourself in the best light. Who knows? She has a game plan. We're not aware of it yet, but I'm sure she has something up her sleeve.
I don't know about this, honestly. I think it's very complicated. Okay, let's turn to something much nicer, which is our nicest of the day. What do you got, Misty?
Ooh, I want to thank Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos for being so hot. So basically, they're showing off another cheeky photo of themselves. They were in their swimsuits, and they were celebrating one of their pals' birthdays, and they posted this fun picture, of course, on Instagram. So in the picture, you can see Kelly's ripped body. I believe she does, like, Pilates on a daily. She looks fantastic, 51 years old. And in the background, you can see Mark Consuelos' hunky, ripped body. So Kelly celebrated her birthday this past Saturday. Happy birthday, fellow Libra. And her hot husband took an opportunity to say how much he loves her. And, you know, they met on the set of All My Children. And I actually had a friend, a mutual friend of theirs. And I remember they came over to celebrate his birthday at his apartment way back in the 90s when they first met, 95, 96. And they were so much in love and so cheeky. I actually think they might have slept at his place. I don't remember exactly, but I know they were there. And I was just kind of like, interesting.
I think it's delicious. So, you two are our nicest of the day and our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Lady Gaga recalls the moment when Tony Bennett remembered her name amid his Alzheimer's battle. And naughtiest of the day is obviously Alzheimer's, not Lady Gaga or Tony Bennett. She had this vivid, vivid recall the moment that Tony said her name for the first time in a very long time. She was on 60 Minutes and she detailed how her friend and collaborator, the 95-year-old extraordinary Tony Bennett. They were on stage together and he looked up and said, "Whoa, Lady Gaga!" After she said, "Hey, Tony," during one of their duets together, she said, quote, "That's the first time that Tony said my name in a long time. I had to keep it together because we had a sold-out show and I had a job to do. But I'll tell you, when I walked out on that stage and he said, 'It's Lady Gaga,' my friend saw me, and that was very special." Cherish everybody. Cherish each other. Hey, let's have a quick moment of rub. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. So by the time they support you, you're going to realize you never needed them at all. Refuse to dim your light and be seen as your real self, because trying to win over people that don't like you, that are not on board, it's a full-time game, and it's a game you are guaranteed to lose. Once again, by the time they come round to supporting you, you're going to realize you do not need them. Does that ring true, Misty?
Oh, goodness. I have lived this situation. You know about this. I was on a certain job. A certain person didn't like me, and I kept trying to get them to like me, and it just made it worse. Finally, you told me, you know what? Just be yourself. Give them space. Just do your job. And as soon as I followed your advice, that other person was like, "Hey, I'm noticing you." So, you know what? You got to start with yourself. You got to love your own light. It's not anybody else's job to make your light shine. You make your light shine. And the people who want to support it will be there before you shine your light. And they'll definitely be there when you do.
Amen, my friend. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review. And a special thank you here. Yesterday I was on the Today Show, and the love and the kindness and the messages and the emails and the texts and the DMs that I received from the Naughties were, it was overwhelming, Miss D. Yes, I get it. It's a big show, sitting there with Savannah Guthrie and Jenna Bush. It was a thrill. And so I plugged my book for a good 6 minutes. We sold a ton of books. But even more special than selling all those books was the response from you guys. You made me feel really special, really important, really loved. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Aww.
And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip.
It's naughty but nice with Rob.